Hi, this is Jewel Parker Rhodes, and I am the author of Ninth Ward. I'm going to tell you a bit about how I came to write this book, and then I'll read a brief excerpt. In 2005, when Hurricane Katrina hit, I was transfixed by the news and images of the survivors. I always kept asking myself, what about the children? My own family had experienced the 1994 Northridge, California earthquake. My 3-year-old stopped speaking. My 5-year-old kept hiding. For a week, my husband, children, and 2 dogs all lived on our big bed in a broken house without utilities. But we were all safe, and we were all together. I couldn't imagine the trauma of dislocation and death that Katrina caused to families. Still, it wasn't until 2008, when Hurricane Ike was threatening New Orleans, that Lanisha's voice spoke to me. I just knew Lanisha was a survivor, a strong, resilient, and heroic child to be celebrated. With loving from Mama Yaya, her friends, and the companionship of a dog, Lanisha endures. With her voice, I just knew I had my story. Ninth Ward has sad moments, but it isn't a sad story. Just as the levees break, life sometimes seems unbearable. But Lanisha shares her story to inspire others. I think it's a story of triumph, a particularly New Orleans triumph. I'm proud to have written about a girl like Lanisha, a girl with hope, a big heart, and a firm belief that always, eventually, the universe shines down with love. Now I'm going to read the opening paragraphs of Ninth Ward. They say I was born with a caul, a skin netting covering my face like a glove. My mother died birthing me. I would have died, too, if Mama Yaya hadn't sliced the bloody membrane from my face. I let out a wail when she parted the caul, letting in first air, first light. Every year on my birthday, Mama Yaya tells me the same story. Lanisha, your eyes were the lightest green, with the tiniest specks of yellow. With them eyes and that call, I knew you'd have the sight. Mama Yaya smacks her lips and laughs. Afterwards, we always have cake, chocolate. Today I'm 12. I've eaten 3 pieces of cake.